Welcome back to Respect the Dead, the podcast where we don't. We have a special episode for you today. We have a little treat. If you're hearing this, that means you're listening to this in audio version, but we have a video version up on YouTube, so you get to see our silly little faces as we record our silly little show. And that'll be up 12 hours after the RSS feed. So if you're listening to this in the future, it's already there. So if you'd like to get even more parasocial, we'll be there. Make eye contact with us. It won't be weird at all. J.K. Rowling claims people have deeply misunderstood her position on transgender women, and the best-selling author says she's not preoccupied with how the controversy will affect her legacy. Rowling, speaking on the topic for the podcast The Witch Trials of J.K. Rowling, said she never meant to upset anyone with comments broadly seen as antagonistic towards trans women. And a little less broadly from the people in this video right now. About the reaction from fans that Rowling has ruined her legacy, she counters that people who express such sentiments could not have misunderstood me more profoundly. I do not walk around my house thinking about my legacy. You know, what a pompous way to live your life, walking around thinking, what will my legacy be?
Lies. She's walking around her house thinking about her fucking tweets. She's thinking about people tweeting at her.
Okay, number one, stop calling your castle a house. Right? This is stolen, like, lower class valor. Well, yeah. Middle class. Well, upper class.
Just me walking around my humble 10 bedroom castle home.
How many houses, if you can fit a house in your house, it's not a house.
You can fit multiple other houses inside of it, like a nesting doll situation.
Yeah. Yes.
It's at least a mansion. If it's got a moat, it's a castle, honey.
Yeah. If at any point you have had to use the word drawbridge in your daily life, you do not get to call it a house. What will my legacy be? Whatever, I'll be dead. I care about now. I care about the living. Probably not the trans living.
Hashtag not all lives matter.
Some very specific lives matter. Okay. So I just want to quickly address that this is a treat. This is a little treat that Mandy and Hoots gave me. Because I don't think there's like climate change and sometimes people kick me in the head. So I might not be here when J.K. Rowling is no longer here. So we're doing it's a little bit of a cheat, a little hacking our podcast. And we are covering J.K. Rowling's legacy.
And the death thereof, right?
Mm. Oh,
worms it's are like, eating her reputation.
They're just like wiggling through all of that lost.
It's so putrid. Like,
It's nasty. It smells
bloated.
It is a new form of decomposition. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's like goops are like coming off of it. Yeah, there's like fungus involved now. There's like other life forms growing out of the legacy. It's really bad.
New ones.
Ooh. New yeah. ones. Never before seen. And they are also disgusting.
Her legacy is splitting a seam and a bunch of moths are flying out.
Okay, also I want to say like, I don't care about my legacy. I'll be dead. You don't need to die to have a legacy.
No.
She already has a legacy.
You have one now.
Like, that is not inherent in the word whatsoever. Like, you're still here, stupid. Yeah.
Okay, this is why she's a bad writer, because she doesn't understand words.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you my first memory of Joanne from the before times. Okay. Like, I don't know, like 10 BGC.
BGC.
Okay, so it's like, I think it was like 2007-ish. I was in high school and someone mentioned to me that Dumbledore was a homo now. And I was like, well, that doesn't make sense because I don't think there's like going to be more books. I feel like this is like done.
She really waited on that reveal, didn't she?
She sure
they're like, no, no, no. Like she said in an interview, and I'm like, but she didn't say it in the books. And at this point, I was already radicalized into like severe homosexuality. So I was not having any of that. I was already an SJW.
Right.
Nobody was going to be like, oh no, they're gay after. And I was going to be like, oh my God, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Like this is like early. If I had had Twitter, I would have been canceling her for that.
Yeah. It's like shit or get off the pot. Like show him glug glugging and slurping or don't say anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want to see him with 8 inches of a wand down his throat. Mm-hmm. That's happening or it's not happening, but he's not gay if he's not doing that. She said it at like Carnegie Hall, I think. And
wait, what? Like she was giving a concert.
It was at a Carnegie Hall Q&A. It was a Carnegie.
How it was long a Carnegie? After the last book did she wait till she said that again? Because I know it wasn't like super long after, but it was still long enough that it was just like, what the fuck are you doing?
What was the name of the last book?
Deathly Hallows. And Deathly Hallows was released in 2007.
Okay, I can't say for sure that this was after, but I'm pretty sure it was 2007. And I don't know if she would have done it pre the book coming out. But I'm not going to comment on it either way.
Or maybe
it
was
in
like
the text.
Interviews in the lead up to it coming out or something. It was written. It was a written, published book.
Yeah. Right.
And it was about
the book was done.
Pre-sales were already up. Like, she made her money. And she was like, BT dubs.
And it's not in the book. So it doesn't matter.
No.
Like,
she was like, I went out to Canal Street the other night and I was like drinking apple martinis with my gays and I just decided to make one of my characters gay retroactively.
She's like, wouldn't it be so funny if a character was gay, but if they were like also like so old that none of the children could identify with them? somebody asked if Dumbledore had ever loved anyone. Which is like such a sad
thing. That is the saddest
comment.
Thing I've ever heard. Of course.
It's like, how bad did you treat this man? How empty did you make his life that you got a comment asking if he had ever loved anyone?
I just choked on my own air because that
and
was so
she
sad.
Replied, Dumbledore is gay, actually.
That's not actually an answer. Because you could be gay and not have ever loved anybody. So she didn't even answer the fucking question.
She's like, actually,
a romantic.
Gay.
Actually, he's gay, so no, he can't experience love. They're not people. They don't have souls.
They are fun, though, aren't they? They're so charming.
They're so charming.
Okay, I do want to say that if you're writing a book and you don't actually write that the characters are the things that they are, you can't actually be like, oh, they're blank actually, because like, what does that even mean in your headcanon as the writer?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
is that canon if it's not in the text?
Right, because it's kind of one thing if like fans kind of read into the text and go like, oh, if you kind of look at like Tonks, for example, some people have read into Tonks being a non-binary character, for example. Like that's the thing that's kind of fun for the fandom to sort of speculate on. But if you're the fucking author, like you, like why are you like dropping these things like years after the fact sometimes in cases? Because like that was like the start, obviously. It was the whole, you know, Dumbledore's gay actually. And then she started saying things like, oh, Hermione was black actually. And she just started dropping all this stuff.
And wizards
like,
pooped on the floor and magicked it away.
That's pooping in the corner. That was the worst one for me.
Like why?
Like a 16-year-old in a litter box in a high school. Shitting in the corner.
Yeah.
I will. Okay. I'll come in here and be devil's advocate and like defend J.K. Rowling here by saying that like she's not the only author that has provided paratext to her text, right? Mm-hmm. Like providing details that like there's whole Game of Thrones books that you can read that are just like encyclopedias of Game of Thrones paratext.
I'm like chill with that, just not about like representation.
She did it like a fucking weirdo. Like, she did it like a fucking...
Yeah, because she gets credit for it.
Exactly. Like, it's very cynically done. At yeah. least, like, the Dumbledore is gay thing was, like, very cynically done. And then some of her, like, paratext, like... Well, actually, not even paratext. The stuff that was, like, headed toward becoming text, like, in Fantastic Beasts, like, them addressing why wizards didn't stop Hitler is, like, a direct response to people bitching in forums online. And, like, that is so, like, petty and annoying as well. I guess, like, pooping in corners and magicking it away is just, like, pure paratext. But we didn't need it. And we didn't need it to be tweeted out by, like, the Wizarding World Twitter. It was very, very weird. A very, very weird thing to do.
Yeah. I'm just –
Yeah.
Usually, like, you couldn't – they didn't have holes. I mean, that was the holes if they're pooping.
It's weird because, like, wizards are still human beings. And, like, wouldn't there still be some, like, societal norms that they would,
some
like...
Some shame? Don't you have any shame in your shitty culture?
Against shitting your pants?
There'd be some shame. Especially for the ones who, like, grew up with muggle parents. Like, wouldn't the... they wouldn't be imagining away when they're little. They'd still grow up with a bathroom. Like, it just brings up so many questions that I don't want answered.
They'd have to learn to shit on the floor. Like, they would have to teach themselves.
They'd have to literally learn. Like, can you just imagine Hermione just watching in horror as, like, Ron just takes a big old shit right in front of her face, and then she has to learn that that's normal?
Yeah. When I was in high school, because I was in high school with a bunch of, like, stupid teenage boys. One of my high school boyfriends one day got a pair of adult diapers and wore them to school and then, like, tried to, like, pee his pants. But he tried for hours. He was like, it's actually really hard to, like, force yourself to, like, pee your pants if you're not actually
yeah,
incontinent.
I would think so.
Because we've had a lifetime of training not to do that.
Right. You're taught to hold it in. Like, it's considered so shameful.
Yeah. And he was like, it's actually really hard.
I'd be scared to cross that line. Because, like, what if you can never go back?
Yeah,
what if, like, you pee your pants once and then you just piss your bed for the rest of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Not my Casper mattress.
It's okay, honey. They've got a 100-night guarantee.
Not sponsored.
You're just trading out that mattress every 100 nights.
Okay, I need to move past this, but I just want to say that when people cheered when she was like, Dumbledore is gay, actually, she was like, I would have told you earlier if I knew it would make you so happy.
Because she only did, like, it for the points.
I would have told you sooner if I knew it would give me some empty brownie points with the gay community. Yeah. Thank you. You're welcome.
You're right. I am a woke queen. I am the voice of the LGBTQ community.
I feel like it's like being like at like a Q&A at like Titanic 3D. And they were like, listen, so I know we didn't show it in the movie, but fun fact, it was an iceberg. Like, I feel like just if you care about it, put it in.
Yeah.
Let me know if the iceberg's gay.
Can you imagine like a version of Titanic where you're like, what? How did that thing go down?
It just suddenly had a bunch of holes in it.
Yeah, it could have been anything. Sharks.
Well, it happened shortly after Jack and Rose had sex. So I guess it was them. They fucked so hard. They took down that Titanic.
I guess it was sodomy.
They fucked that ship in half.
They did.
No, not splitting
her
it
hand
open.
Comes up to slap the side and just cracks.
Just like her, like, hand against
Where's
the window. The
Where's
like little
edit?
Crack runs down the glass and then down the car and down the side of the boat.
And they both go, uh-oh.
Oh my god. Should we finish? I feel like we should finish.
Yeah, might as well. Everyone's about to die.
Okay, so I have some quotes about Joanne's legacy. I think it's fair to say that there are going to be people who will, for the rest of their lives, remember Joanne as like a brave feminist icon, a queen. I feel like that's a very small group of loud people. I think most people don't care about trans people or Joanne. Unless
I think that's accurate.
Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. like us, they are terminally yeah. fucking online. But there are a lot of people who have like a lot of weird ideas about who she is and what she's accomplished. So I'm going to send some quotes. Who wants to read one first?
I'll go.
Okay. I'll read one.
So whatever you want. You. Whatever you want.
Okay. This one can be Mandy.
J.K. Rowling is arguably the most successful author in the history of publishing, with the possible exception of God.
Who said that? Who said that?
Who said that? Where are you? I need to talk to you.
Sorry, there's got to be somebody else with a better selling book than J.K. Rowling. Like, they probably also suck, but like, surely like the lady who wrote The Secret.
I think it was like Agatha Christie.
Oh yeah, she is. The
Agatha Christie is a.
Isn't she? She's okay-ish, isn't she? I don't know that much about Agatha Christie, but I don't think I've ever heard.
I don't. I'm not canceling Agatha Christie right now. I don't know anything about the girl.
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Let us know if we should do a future episode about Agatha Christie. I have no idea, but I feel like I've never heard anything about her necessarily. I just only know that one Doctor Who episode.
I'm not even entirely certain she's real.
Yeah, is she the woman from Murder, She Wrote?
I mean, I'm an Agatha Christie truther.
I think she was a real person. I don't know. Maybe it was a pseudonym. I don't know. I have fucking no idea, but... Let us know. Is Agatha Christie real? Show yourself, Agatha.
If you want to know who said that, that was Megan Phelps Roper.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Megan Phelps Roper has never read another book.
She's read the Bible and Harry Potter, and she's yeah. like, these are my two favorite mm. authors.
And God? Let's be honest, her dad read her the Bible, and she listened to the audiobook of Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh my God. Hold on. I have.
That's it. I'm.
Oh.
I scared them away.
You did. Kaylin's like, oh, I was like,
Megan Phelps Roper can't read. And Kaylin was like, I have to get out of here before they find out my secret.
I'm Leah Michelin. I got this super cute pink King James version of the Holy Bible for my video.
That is cute.
Isn't it so nice? She's so femme. Oh, I love how the camera. Cute. Oh, I'm like
followed.
I'm yeah. like a YouTuber. Like,
oh my God.
And this is the Bible.
This is my King James.
As you can see.
Also, okay, like, how are we tracking, like, success in the history of publishing here? Like, what were God's pre-sales like?
Right.
Well, I want to see the reviews.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, I feel like they've been pretty mixed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, God hasn't, like, published anything new in a really long time, so kind of a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, it's like, why are you still subscribed to this channel? It's just like Magdalene Burns. I'm like, what are you waiting right? for, the next drop?
And I mean, he's doing a lot of gaming the system. He got all of the hotels to buy in, like,
yeah, that's
a lot
fair.
Of those copies yeah. aren't even being read.
I would say most of them aren't being read.
Yeah.
The vast majority. Like, I can't think of a single person that I know in my life who's ever like gotten to a hotel and been like, oh, thank God the Bible's here.
Oh my God, I was really worried I was gonna be bored.
Yeah, what else was I gonna do?
We're like canceling God for publishing scams on this podcast. We are never seeing a
about time someone did.
I have a quote for Hoots to read now.
Okay.
Yes.
I think, oh no, Kaylin.
I know this one.
I God think J.K. Rowling will be spoken of like Rosa Parks refusing to give up her seat on the bus.
What oh seat is God. This? The toilet seat?
Oh, not like, R.P. Rowling.
Oh my god, did you know she doesn't even have a middle name?
I-C-U-P.
Wait, the K is made up? I thought it was like, yes, Kathleen or something.
She made it up just so she could be like, I could be a man. You don't know.
I guess J. Rowling does sound like shit. And I know it's Rowling. Everybody's already told me it's Rowling. I'm going to keep saying Rowling until the
I'll
day
say
I die.
The fuck I want.
Rowling.
I'm like, dress who you want, sleep with anyone who will consent to it, but I can call you whatever the fuck I want. Yeah.
I don't have to call you by whatever you want me to call you.
Yeah, oh, that's
the
actually...
The woke police, the PC police are coming for me for pronouncing your name wrong. Up yours, woke moralists. We'll see who cancels it. It's Rowling. She looks like a Rowling. She's like growling about trans people.
Jesus, this fucking quote, whenever I see it, I'm just like... Why? What?
How?
Just, how? It just breaks my brain.
When was J.K. Rowling like, arrested?
Rosa Parks. When was she arrested? What did she ever do that remotely helped fucking civil liberties for anybody?
It's like, almost like it's kind of like the opposite of that.
She's like the image you see when you Google white feminism. She's being compared to fucking Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
Go to jail.
Go to jail. She's the Rosa, like Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks had to. If you want to be Rosa Parks, you're going to need to go to fucking jail. Okay, I got another one for Hoots.
Not long before Rowling was published, women authors were unheard of.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, I love it when illiterate people talk. Not long before Rowling was published, women authors were unheard of. Now your generation gets to take us further than any generation ever could because we aren't living your lives. But at least acknowledge that we laid the groundwork for you to take us on the next step. Are you effing
Mary
kidding
Shelley
me with this shit?
Spinning in her grave.
Look, we don't know that Agatha Christie was real, but someone using her name definitely wrote
this
books.
Is very
so fuck
funny.
You.
This is very funny.
Doesn't she cite, is not
like Jane Austen is one of her influences?
She does.
Well, okay.
There's so many female authors.
Unheard of. She was actually, believe it or not, she was the first woman to learn to read.
J.K. Rowling was the first woman to ever be able to study medicine.
Not Dr. Quinn Medicine Turf.
Dr. Quinn Medicine
Right, for her.
Okay, so this is in response to somebody being like, she's a horrible person. Like, she's just literally, she's awful.
Okay. She totally is, but people boycotting altogether would cause a humanitarian crisis.
What?
Oh, I just peeked so much. I'm so sorry. I'm not even done yet. Hang on.
I'm just imagining.
Let me try this again.
I'm imagining Harry Potter refugees. all those little wizards having to come to America because J.K. Rowling's assets tanked because Joanne
Dimmed just under blankets looking up at the fucking...
These are people who literally think that Britain is Hogwarts, and they're like, the witches will lose their jobs.
They really do. It's like synonymous. Like before fucking J.K. Rowling, British people didn't have a goddamn identity. Okay, there's more to that quote. Sorry, I haven't finished yet. The UK economy heavily relies on the assets provided by the Harry Potter brand. Look, this is also why we can't get rid of the monarchy, because we need them for tourism.
Like, also, no, they don't. Like, people don't visit the UK to see Harry Potter. That's why they go to Orlando and Hollywood. Yeah. Like,
where are
Harry
they going?
Potter is owned by Warner Brothers.
Are there like a few things in England? Because like I do have a couple of friends who have gone to England and done like Harry Potter related things. Like there's like a studio tour, but like it's not that's not their main, like that's not a significant amount of tourism. Like I don't believe that for a second.
There's a studio tour and I don't even think it's still open anymore. I could be wrong, but like that there was a studio tour 13 years ago.
No, yeah. Like, what is this? You're going to go there and be like, do you want to go see Big Ben? They're like, what movie was that from? I think they can like handle their own tourism.
That was a National Lampoon's Vacation, actually. One of the vacation movies.
Okay, this is the last one. It's for Hoots.
Rowling's real importance lies in the fact that she was the first writer to present a world in which class and wealth mattered. Some characters were poor. Some were rich. And being poor was a hardship, not just a cheery, sentimental thing in the scenery. Read another book. Oh, my God.
Charles Dickens is not amused. Fuck you all.
They have never read another book.
This person should be haunted by the like ghosts of three writers.
Oh
like,
my God.
Yeah.
They've never read another book.
Oh my God. They've never read another fucking book. Oh my God. And like, that's fine, but just stop being so obvious about it or just admit it. Admit you've never read another fucking book. Just say, I just like these books.
It's okay to only have read seven books. Jesus. That's fine.
It's okay. We're busy. Tired. We get it. That's fine.
I might recommend maybe like try audiobooks because at least then you can.
It's a lot easier.
You listen.
Honestly, like
Jesus Christ,
you can totally get them for free if you go to r/piracy.
You can also get them for not free sponsored. If you sign up for a library card and download your local library app. And
that one requires you to go outside.
No, it doesn't. Okay,
I tried to sign up for a library card. They're like, great, come in tomorrow, bring ID. And I'm like, oh, foiled again.
Oh my God. my library, I've never actually been in my local library. I signed up online and I get ebooks and audiobooks on an app. And I've you know never what? Set foot inside that place.
Okay, so that's what some people are going to remember her for. A bunch of things she didn't do.
For being the first writer to ever write about poor people and the first woman to ever learn to read.
Iconic, really.
Breaking a lot of glass ceilings.
Okay, so I'm going to go through some of the things that I'll remember her for. So the way that all of this started was she liked a tweet. And listen, we've all liked tweets. Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Some of them bad.
Probably a lot of them were really bad.
Not all of them good. Whomst among us
has not liked a tweet I didn't even agree with. I just didn't like the other person they were replying to.
Sometimes I like a tweet because it's just bad enough that I find it hilarious and I want to be able to find it later.
Yeah, no. Like, it honestly doesn't really mean that much. And I don't love the fact that people were like, you liked a tweet, therefore you're trans.
But in this case, it ended up being true.
Oh, no. Well, they were correct.
They were correct. But it definitely doesn't apply across the board. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, those of us that shitpost will like bad tweets on purpose.
Oh, no. That's like very much because that's what I want the algorithm to feed me.
Yeah.
I'm not liking it because I like it. I like it because I'm like, I want more.
Give me your worst takes.
So she liked a tweet that happened to call men in dresses.
Happened to
say men in dresses get brochelist solidarity I never had. That's misogyny.
Oh, Jesus.
And when people were like, what the fuck?
Get what?
JK, brochelist.
She had her rep say,
brochelist.
I'm afraid JK Rowling had a clumsy and middle-aged moment. And this is not the first time she is favorited by holding her phone incorrectly.
Okay.
How do I even
oh my God, I'm so okay. old.
I have. So I don't think I've palm liked a tweet, but I've definitely palm called people before. So again, in a vacuum, absolutely. I could have accepted this.
But then
I could have
later,
also accepted her just saying something like liking a shitty tweet. Like,
yeah, I thought it was funny. Wouldn't it be funny if men wore dresses?
Yeah, she's like yes.
Isn't that hilarious though?
Like, yeah, she could have been thinking of like Harry Styles, you know?
Yeah, or like Mrs. Doubtfire. I don't know, like anything. And we're here for it.
Like literal men in dresses.
Literal, yeah, men in dresses. Yeah.
Literal.
But obviously, that's not how it turned out. And she did say later mm-hmm. that, Okay, she changed the story. It would go from her like holding her phone incorrectly to her unintentionally liking instead of taking a screenshot, which is like, I don't even know what that means, but like, sure, whatever, I don't care. Okay. Because she
don't
was
you
like,
have an iPhone? You're so yeah. rich.
There's no screenshot button on the screen on no. Twitter. She just meant like, I'm used to taking screenshots, but I wasn't thinking, so I hit like to save it later. And it's like, what's the difference? I don't understand. I don't understand. Anyways, her story changed. Don't care. But I will mm-hmm. always remember her being like, oh, sorry, I had a total senior moment. And it's like, aren't you like 40?
Yeah. Like, you're like 55 and you've got better health care than the rest of us. Like,
sorry, a middle-aged moment, which is fine. What I'm going to say every time I do something that I don't want to be accountable for. Like, sorry, it was a total middle-aged moment. I'm going to send you something and it's a back and forth.
Magdalene was an immensely brave young feminist and a lesbian who was dying of an aggressive brain tumor.
You are fucking blackface actors. You are not women.
However, as Magdalene was a great believer in the importance of biological sex.
You're men who get sexual kicks from being treated like women.
And didn't believe lesbians should be called bigots for not dating trans women with penises.
Fuck you and your dirty fucking perversions.
Dots were joined in the heads of Twitter trans activists.
Our oppression isn't a fetish, you pathetic, sick fuck. So that's one of Magdalene's most famous MC. Quotes. That's the sort of like cute content J.K. Rowling was following her for.
It's very twee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Immensely brave young feminist is like a very interesting way to.
So brave.
So feminist.
So brave.
So honey. Young. So dying of aggressive brain tumor. Sorry to brain tumors, brain I tumors. Guess. Sorry you had to deal with that brain tumor. Next one is one of my faves because it's one of the cringiest ones. People who menstruate, this is a J.K. Rowling tweet. I'm sure there used to be a word for those people. Someone help me out. Wombin? Wimpond? Womud? ?
God, we had to hear more Harry Potter creatures there. So embarrassing. I remember that one. I remember that one too.
Like
especially annoyed at that one and started tweeting at her because like even if you take trans men out of the equation entirely and non-binary people out of the equation entirely, people who menstruate is like a deliberately
subset of women.
Yeah, it is a deliberately like it's a specific term because it's referring to a subset of cis women in addition to trans men and non-binary people because J.K. Rowling herself probably doesn't fall into that category anymore. Like,
yeah,
it is a specific bit of medical terminology. It's not, you know, something that we're saying in day-to-day life. Nobody's asking anyone to call like women people who menstruate. Like that is a piece of medical terminology.
She was also quote tweeting an article and the article says woman 10 times in it. I did a quick control F to see and it just wasn't in the article title. Therefore,
deliberately
women are being erased.
Therefore, she didn't bother to actually read the fucking article because, of course, she didn't.
Well, there's two options. She misrepresented the article by being willfully ignorant or she misrepresented the article by willfully lying. And both of them are
an
inappropriate way to use a platform of over 10 million followers, I would
say. Terribly disappointing behavior from the first woman to learn how to read. if I'm being honest.
We expected better
from
you.
She learned how to read and then she was like, you know what? Not
I
for
won't.
Me.
And it's just like voting. Like women died for your ability to read.
So that might be true, actually.
I know I was joking, but that might be true.
No, it's probably true. Women died for women's ability to do everything.
It's true.
Like, I'm just assuming
it's
that's
really
fact.
Depressing. I find it really depressing when I try to say something like that I think sound in my head sounds like really crazy and out there. And then I'm like, oh, wait.
Oh, wait, that sounds right.
Wait, that sounds right. Oh.
Now that I say it out loud, I can tell that it's true.
There is no hyperbole when it comes to bigotry and oppression.
She'll go through like all of the tweets that have like really good faith replies, explaining to her very like calmly, rationally, and politely, like how what she said is like damaging towards trans liberation and trans rights and equality in general. Mm-hmm. And she'll just like pick someone that she can just like use to make whatever mm-hmm. point she feels like making that day. And this one was someone who said, takes a TERF to know a TERF, because she had said something to a TERF. And she quote tweeted it with feminazi. Turf, bitch, witch. Times change. Woman hate is eternal. And I just love that she just like took four words and was like, these are all the same. Can't you tell? They're beside
I'm
each other.
I'm a turf. I'm a feminazi. I'm a bitch. I'm a witch.
Times change. Woman hate is eternal. What are we supposed to do with that? Like, okay. So someone calling you a TERF means they hate women. And what does it mean when they call Graham Linehan a TERF? What does it mean when they call Ben Shapiro mm-hmm. or Jordan Peterson?
Does the fact that I don't get called a TERF mean that I'm not a real woman?
That's actually a very good point. I think you just solved transphobia.
Trans icon, little who.
Amazing. Transphobia ended. As soon as they hear this very logical point, they will accept this bit of new information and reframe their worldview.
Yeah.
I can't wait to tell them that we were going to change so many minds with this rational debate.
I also just love the... This is the idea of like comparing TERF to words like bitch or feminazi or whatever, where those are words that are just like lobbied at all women, whereas TERF is lobbied at a very specific kind of woman. Like it really ignores the specificity of that actual term.
This one is probably, I'm not reading any of the like really bad ones because I don't want this episode to be a downer. So I'm leaving out the like really horrible things that she says about trans people and going for the ones where I'm like, you are so fucking stupid. You were so like full on. You should not be tweeting mm-hmm. this. You should not be allowed on Twitter because you're a fucking boomer. Not because you're of your hate speech. It's because you belong on Facebook because that is the quality of posts you are providing.
Post your like, minion memes to Facebook, Joanne.
Take your minions and your memes.
Aunt Joanna.
And your minion memes and go back to Facebook. Go back to Mama's Net. Not my Aunt Joanne.
It does feel like your Aunt Joanne would be the one to post those. God damn it. Aunt Joanne was on Facebook the other day posting these fucking memes about trans people.
It's like, is Aunt Joanne coming for Christmas? Yeah, of course. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I think I might have to work through the holidays, so I don't know if I'll be able to make it back home.
Joanne typing all caps to someone like, that's a lovely photo, space Bill.
Accidentally hitting the laugh emoji react every
laugh
time.
Laugh emoji reacting to somebody being like, the house burned down and we lost everything, but the insurance is going to cover it.
Yeah. And then she's commenting, I don't know how to change it. I'm so sorry.
My fave is the background that you can give it with like an emoji and it turns into like a cute little like photo. And then it's like a bunch of like crying emojis and it's like lost Frank today after a 4-year long battle.
It's a crying hashtag emoji.
Never forget crying. It is crying.
I love old people.
Old people are hilarious, but they should stay on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want me to stay out of the women's bathroom, fine, but you need to stay out of our social media presences. Like, this is not, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
You can't.
You don't belong here. This is a young people's space.
You literally don't belong here.
Oh, you're so worried about invading spaces, and yet here you are.
Here you are, where nobody wants you.
However, I will say, Cher can stay. Cher's the exception. She's allowed on Twitter.
Well, Cher, Cher doesn't even tweet like a boomer. I don't even know. Who's before boomers?
She tweets the silent generation. She tweets like
scary.
Someone from the silent generation who's
like
done a lot of drugs.
The silent generation sounds
like
an episode of Doctor Who that like sticks with you for a couple days after watching it.
This spooks you to your fucking core.
Okay.
I didn't even know Cher had a fucking Twitter.
Oh my God.
She's hilarious.
Mandy, go follow her right now. She does not know what she's doing there. And it's so good. She's allowed to stay.
She's so confused.
Do I need to go follow her? Okay.
She is 100% like white out every time she's tweeting.
And like, I think it's amazing that like her team hasn't taken
as
her Twitter
her
by now, but she's Cher, so like she's just like talking about like her day-to-day life, but in
sometimes
all caps,
she'll just tweet like weird emojis and words and people will be like yes queen, like it's actually good for her engagement. They're like, I should go listen to some Cher on Spotify, and she's like, good, I need those cents. Because like most of the times I get hired now, it's not me, it's an impersonator. But as many women have said before me, woman is not a costume. Woman is not an idea in a man's head. Woman is not a pink brain, a liking for Jimmy Choo's, or any of the other sexist ideas now somehow touted as progressive. I would like Josephine to show me any trans rights organization, any prominent trans activists, any thought leaders in the trans community, any gender identity or ideology texts that have ever suggested that Jimmy Choo's make someone trans or make someone a woman. Like literally the only people that say that, number one, they're not even that nice. Like this is somebody who like doesn't have like any unique taste is the one that always brings that up, and it's
also like how many trans women do you know
these,
who are
no,
like
none,
I love
none.
Jimmy Choo's I've
none
never met
maybe Blair White
maybe Blair White even Blair I don't think
no.
She's a Jimmy
nobody,
Choo girl.
Nobody fucking likes Jimmy. These are because these are fucking boomers saying this. Our generation aren't fucking
Jimmy Choo,
Jimmy fucking Choo's. But who are you?
Jimmy Choo was like a That was a thing in like 2006, right? That was like, she's thinking of Paris Hilton. And like, maybe somebody needs to just be like, Joanne, Paris Hilton is a cis woman.
Joanne.
She's just very tall.
She's super tall. It's the Jimmy Choo's. That's not a man. Nicole Richie is just 2'4".
She just looks huge next to Nicole Richie. Not Joanne being like, why are trans women always saying, that's hot? That's hot. That is not being a woman.
Why are trans women always saying, hey, gorge, and then throwing an entire bottle of bleach on a pool table in a small town because somebody stole their purse because apparently making fun of Nicole Richie is funny.
Okay, to be fair, that is like that is Paris
that
Hilton
is like,
and also Natalie Wynn.
Like legitimately iconic. There's I'm like sorry.
One trans woman.
Also, like anything could be a costume. Like woman's not a costume. Like sure it is. You could be a crayon. You could be a cat.
Like,
you could be all
crayon.
Sorts of stuff. A woman crayon. You could be a lady M&M. You could be all sorts of different things. What are you talking about? Woman is not a costume. I'm like, Batman's not a costume. It's like, well, then why do I have this Batman costume? Like, well, then why am I wearing this wig? Like,
they say dress for the job that you want. I feel like, you know, that's what
I do love that they're trying to make like cultural appropriation happen for gender. Like, oh, you want to be woke? Up yours, woke moralists. Let's see.
Woman is not a costume.
They want it so bad. It's so weird. They're like, oh, you know, it's like woman face. It's like black face. They want to be oppressed so bad. Just stop it.
Oh, my God. Woman face. And what does a woman's face look like? Can you describe it to me so I can always tell if someone has a woman's face or a man's face? I would love to know.
A woman's face. Oh, my God. And every fucking time it turns out that they were like, oh, this person is totally a trans woman. It turns out they were just a cis woman who just doesn't fit into their idea of what a cis woman looks like.
Transvestigators.
Like, fuck off.
Yes, transvestigators are my new obsession. And like, I really want to do a transvestigator transvestigation. I just want to say that no trans person has ever been like, oh, this is a costume that I wear and I take it off before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a weird, it's TERFs and gender critical people and transphobes who were like, that is just a costume. You're not a real woman. The only people saying women are a costume are people like Joanne. By saying it's not a costume, she's calling it a costume.
Right.
Then how am I wearing it?
She's assuming that like trans women get home. And they just take off all their stuff and they go,
just like peel off their breasts.
Like, that's what they,
and like,
they just like peel off everything. It's like one of those like Mission Impossible masks. Like they take it off and underneath they're just like a man with a big beard. Like that's what they think is happening.
She literally saw Mrs. Doubtfire and was like, this is the scariest movie I have ever seen.
Honestly, I'm so
disturbed.
Have you seen the edit someone did where they made the trailer into like a horror movie trailer?
I mean, he is stalking his old family.
Yeah, it's super creepy. They did a really good job with it.
I'm going to get to one of my last faves, which was her promoting very like magnanimously of her a small woman run business. TheWildWomanWorkshop.com. Mm-hmm.
Is that woman with a Y?
It is. It is so much with a Y. Women who do not have a Y chromosome, women workshop does have a Y.
Interesting.
So I'm going to read just some of my favorite merch quotes from wildwomanworkshop.com.
Okay.
No such thing as lesbian with a penis, which I think would look beautiful on just sitting on your JanSport backpack, just apropos of fucking nothing. Just a kid behind you on the bus being like, "What, mommy, what's that saying?" It's like, oh, baby, don't look.
Or like as like one of those like kitchen decorations.
Oh, absolutely.
That you have
on
the wall like this, like, live,
yeah,
laugh, love.
Like time to whine and wine. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
With
yeah,
that it's like cursive writing. Yeah. Yeah.
It's wine o'clock somewhere. Sorry about your dick, bro.
I remember that one. That one's hilarious.
I like it.
Sorry about your dick, bro.
I that like one it. Was it's funny. Like, why? What happened to it?
Sorry about your dick, bro.
We are the witches back from the dead. So now these aren't the witches they couldn't burn. It's like that wasn't victim-y, martyr-y enough for them. They had to die.
They actually died,
and now they're
witches.
Witches literally burned.
So they're the witches from Hocus Pocus, the ones that are evil and you have to defeat because they're going to eat children?
The groomers is what they were. The Sanderson groomers, they should call them.
Sorry about your kid, bro.
They really, I mean, considering how horny Sarah Sanderson was for the boys, actually.
One of my favorites. Trans activism is misogyny. And it's like I just need to tell you, like, obviously, I should make this clear. These are made by gender critical people. So like, obviously they're all hideous. That's the link if you ever want to give a little scroll through. One of my ultimate faves is Sis My Arse, which I guess is like kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Cats against the patriarchy. What does that even mean?
Oh my God. I didn't really talk about this.
They do have one that says surf and turf. And I think that's pretty funny.
That's cute. I'm going to get that one for me.
Surf and turf.
I really want ironic turf merchandise, but I don't want to buy it from them. But I think it'd be really cute if in a video I wore a shirt that said adult human female.
You could print up your own for sure.
Yeah. I'll just buy like vinyl lettering or something. Okay. We're pretty much done, but I have two quotes for you, and I want you to guess if it was either Ben Shapiro or J.K. Rowling who said it.
Ooh. Guess the quote. Guess
Oh, this is going to be a fun game.
Biology is biology. Men can't magically become women, and women can't magically become men.
Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro. I said it like Ben Shapiro too.
I know.
I was like, damn it. I'm like, biology is biology.
Biology is biology.
Let's say hypothetically.
Naturally become biology a woman. Biology.
You gotta do it.
Everything he says is like short and staccato like this.
it's very biology. Wet ass pussy.
Transgender people are unfortunately suffering from a significant mental illness that is deeply harmful, and it's not a solution to pretend that transgender people are the sex that they think they are in their head.
That's JK. She's long-winded. She's a long-winded.
It's also Ben Shapiro. It's from the same quote. I'm sorry, they're both Ben Shapiro.
Oh, they're both. I was like, they're
also. You tweet us.
Did they like do like one of those like pair tweets or something? They're like joining up.
Shit.
Oh my God.
Oh no, not a co-tweet.
Co-tweet. Can you
just
imagine?
Ben Shapiro and J.K. Rowling quote tweeting transgender people are sick in the head. I was throwing this together. She's a little last man. And I was like, oh damn, I wish I had a bunch of them. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this as a live stream at some point. It's just like a bunch of transphobic quotes, and then you have to guess who says it. But I would like to say that the whole like, what will my legacy be thing is she doesn't care about it because she's going to be dead. And I would like to say, like, on a positive note, that long after she's dead, after her like she's a skeleton in a mausoleum on like a scorched earth, and trans people are like using gender neutral bathrooms on Mars, like nobody will remember her. Nobody's going to remember Harry Potter the same way people are like, what the fuck is the Wizard of Oz? Like, her legacy is nothing. Like in the context of humanity and of art, she is going to have a blip. And trans people are going to exist until the end of humanity. So, like, I just thought that was a nice little, a little note, a neat little treat.
Yeah. So take a bite out of that turf. Stick that in your fucking pipe and smoke it.
Okay, the world would be better off if she would put something in a pipe and smoke it. Like, swear to fucking God.
Smoke. Smoke like, something for the love of
Dalvia?
Opium. MMDH.
We all yelled a different
maybe
drug.
Maybe that's what she just needs.
J.K. Rowling's ayahuasca trip would really save the world.
Honestly, the way that she would come out like so refreshed and glorious.
She fleshed back up.
Refreshed. Oh, that's gross. That's gross.
She's like, I'm whole.
I'm whole again.
I am J.K. Rowling and I have refreshed myself.
I'm ready to be so transphobic.
She's just coming out and just like,
I'm gonna have a phobia that's so trans.
No, she's reached her final form.
Nar, right after you think you've defeated her and her like fucking skeleton hand bursts out the top of the mausoleum on a scorched earth and starts flying towards Mars.
The Uber turf.
It's like a fucking Resident Evil fucking boss fight. Just like a bunch of eyeballs and extra glyphs coming out of her
body. No, not a biblically accurate turf. The eyeballs and the wings
and the like, hair
Be afraid.
Oh, and the bangs. Just like all the eyes have turf bangs. So it's just like a single eye.
With the highlights. Fucking highlights. They're chunky.
Oh, no. It's like eyelashes that are curled down.
Oh, my God.
Just straight into her irises. So she's so grumpy all the time. Her eyes hurt.
Imagine if that was the lore. She releases an essay in like 2 years, just being like, listen, I said some stuff. Okay, we can all agree. We all said some stuff, but we my regret. Eyes hurt. I was using my eyelash curler upside down by accident. It's like, honestly, the second I stopped using drugstore makeup, I really didn't care what trans people were doing. It's like, I feel so good.
Yeah. Now you've got me being like, I think with some creme de la mer, I could fix her.
Like, honestly, she's just dehydrated.
You can afford like, it, girl. Yes, drink some water, do some drugs, put some creme de la fucking mer on your face.
A nice egg wash.
I love the idea of Hoots like rebranding her channel to like help bigots like find their inner beauty by like, okay, I use this highlight to bring out.
Oh no, we just like made
de-radicalizing
queer eye for the alt right.
Yeah.
exactly. The three of which us is just basically like just bigots queer and eye. Just like giving them a makeover.
It is.
They're like, we're gonna put these in a situation that is so uncomfortable. Like, see that Confederate flag? How does that make you feel?
If we add some glitter onto it, it'll be fine.
Okay, well, we have a Patreon if you hate J.K. Rowling and love us.
We do.
Yeah, give us some money.
And we're also all starving to death, unlike J.K. Rowling.
We're all broke. Who has a moat,
probably.
There's no way to know. If you give us enough money, I can go get some creme de la mer and go to J.K. Rowling's castle
and solve transphobia for the second time tonight.
I can solve transphobia.
Yeah.
Fix it.
And also, if you give us enough money, we will actually read a fucking ad. Like, it has to be a fake ad, but we will read an ad for you based off of a fake business. You can write whatever you want. We will read it. We will do it. So give us money and we will advertise and business that you do not actually have.
Yeah, and leave us a little review. We'll read it on the podcast.
Give us five at stars least. Anywhere, wherever you can leave reviews, at least five stars. And then we can
if you give us a one star review, we're not going to read it.
Unless it's a really mean.
Yeah, it's not a Phyllis thing.
Like, I'm sorry.
If you ruin funny, me, we'll do it.
Then like, I probably will read
don't
it.
Don't do it.
But like, I won't appreciate it. No, I will.
Yeah.
You can leave a mean review and still give leave us five stars. Leave a mean stars. Comment.
Yeah. And give us five stars.
Yeah. And also you sometimes get like extra long episodes, which is pretty cool. There's like stuff we don't always have in the public episodes that you can get. That's cool.
That's free.
So, you know,
on our Patreon if you pay.
Like, it's free
if you pay.
As soon as you pay, you get access to free episodes that are longer.
Yeah. You get free stuff math. If you pay. Yeah. Don't think about it. Just
don't
give us
think
money.
About it. Just pay.
Just pay us.
Okay, well, we won't have an outro. So goodbye, everyone. Follow us on Twitter. Links in the description.
Bye.
Bye. Love you all.
Love you all. So bye.